Say something for yourself.
What?
Danny,
what's wrong with this?
What is this?
This is Breathe Electric.
That's the name of the band?
Yeah.
Oh my!
I've heard them on KXT. There's nothing wrong with them.
Everything is wrong with this.
No, it's not.
What are you doing?
This is something. No Look, way KXT plays this.
This music speaks to me.
Oh, God. It speaks to 9-year-old girls. Let me tell you something.
And gay men.
Here's the deal.
Uh-oh.
And now it's time for another episode of Here's the Deal with Cobra.
Let's just say that you're driving around.
Mm-hmm.
You got the top down.
Leave it up, killer.
You got the top down on the car. You pull up to a stoplight. You got this song cranked. A mm-hmm. cop pulls up next to you. You are automatically marked as a pedophile. Automatically.
You think?
License plate written down.
Mm-hmm.
They're calling Clint Kelly at Autoflex to see if that's a legit car.
Leave him out of this. Yeah, that's a legit car.
Yeah, I know him.
Pedophile?
But
I don't think so.
I didn't think anything like that about him.
I'm pretty sure he likes...
If I thought that, then we'd have never done business with him.
I think he likes boobs. Pretty sure, at least. Keep me posted.
All right, that's enough.
That is gay.
Michael,
oh, God.
Good crap, that's terrible.
I'm worried about you.
Okay, look. If you didn't like that...
No, I don't.
Then you'll love the next one, I promise. I just played Pearl Jam for you a minute ago.
I didn't even notice, because I was probably so happy about that. Well,
Quickly.
We're doing Quickly stuff. Thanks to Tony, that was very nice. He didn't.
That was nice.
Yeah.
And I must tell you, I cannot believe that they weren't riding herd over him a little bit harder on this. Does he...
They didn't know he was doing it.
Oh, they didn't?
No.
Okay, well,
This was a renegade interview.
All right, so there you go.
This was an I'm Corby's best friend interview.
Yes.
I'll see you on the links interview.
Right, we're operating outside the lines here.
Yes. This and is now, tell your wife to call my wife tomorrow interview.
But, yeah, we'll swap recipes.
But now the upshot of it is that all of these other radio stations around here are going to be in there raising hell.
Good.
At the Cowboys PR department.
Good.
Because of this. And yes, good. Exactly.
Because guess what? All the other ones suck. All of them.
That's right.
They're terrible. Hey. Have you listened to it? It's crap. They don't deserve it.
Again, we are keeping radio alive single-handedly in this market.
I thought KXT was, too, until I heard that piece of garbage song.
Well, it's one song you always... That sounds you always like tell me about all this other great stuff they play.
They do play great stuff.
That sounds like a Miley Cyrus song with some dude singing through a vocoder.
I would rather have Miley Cyrus be singing
me too.
Than that guy.
Yeah.
We're gonna go to the party tonight.
You need to loosen it up, man.
Oh, I'm loose.
Come on.
I am loose, bruh.
You need to learn how to get your freak on.
This sucks, man.
You only live once.
I'm kind of bummed out because practice is starting late tonight, and there's really no one out there for wireless.
Yeah, I know.
Typically, practice starts now.
Yes, and this is wireless time now.
Right.
But it was taken up by Tones Roams today.
Well, that's okay. Why didn't you call him Tones Roams?
Because you call him that. I think that's a good nickname for him.
Why didn't you
call him that?
Oh, why did I?
Yeah.
I don't know him that well.
We're visiting with Tones Roams.
He doesn't like me.
Sure he does.
No, he doesn't.
No, he doesn't.
He would have liked you even less if you'd asked him if he had ever met Tom Hamilton of Aerosmith.
God, what did I, oh,
why
man.
Didn't you?
You know, I've got a couple of interviews in the can with cowboy players.
When are we going to hear those?
Well, whenever you want.
Were you privy to this interviewing, killer?
Do what?
Okay, do you understand what's going on here?
What?
You know what's going on here? and I don't fault you for this.
What, sexting?
No, the killer has mowed through 8 seasons of Breaking Bad in like 3 days. Right?
Yes.
It's pretty awesome.
Like every waking moment?
Every free moment he has, including our show, is spent on Breaking Bad. You're an addict, aren't you?
I'm addicted so bad. Yeah. I need some Blue Sky.
No, Sugar Bear.
Were you privy to him doing interviews on the field? Did you see him?
I did see him doing some interviews on the field. Okay. They didn't look very compelling, but I saw him doing them.
See, he's taking a shot at you.
What do you mean they didn't? They didn't look very. How
he
do you
called
look,
me Sugar Bear.
How do you look compelling?
You look disinterested when you're doing them.
He looks disinterested all the time.
That's just his nature. Right. You should know that by now.
I am disinterested in everything.
All right, tomorrow we're going to hear these.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Community quick hits are coming up right now.
Well,
right?
I guess if you guys look out into Victory Plaza from our windows, something most significant is going on. We'll get into it.